أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke very briefly about some conditions of the day of Qiyamah. In these ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala call us to glorify Allah Rabbul Izzat and to praise Allah and make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. Then glory be to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala at the time when you arrive at the evening, or when you see the evening, or at the time when the morning arrives. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses the word Subhan. Many of us say Subhanallah, and many of us also know that Subhanallah means glory be to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But what actually Subhanallah and glory means, be to Allah Rabbul Izzat means, is that we are purifying Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from all faults. So when we say Subhanallah, what we are actually implying is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is free from all faults. We negate and we remove every fault from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We cannot attribute it to Allah Rabbul Izzat, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is free from every kind of fault. Thereafter, the ulama have stated that sometimes when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses the word Subhanallah in the Quran, Allah calls us to glorify Allah for Sabbih bihamdi Rabbik, it can also become very general insofar as the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is concerned, the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And sometimes it can also imply to perform salat, to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem, etc. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is calling upon us to glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the evenings and in the mornings. And then Allah says, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is hamd, for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is all praises in the skies and the earth. Here again we will find that this has been the order, like when we stand up and we read our sana, we say Subhanaka Allahumma. First we glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then we praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we remove any kind of fault from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we celebrate the perfection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then thereafter we praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. One is in the skies and in the earth, and then عَشِيًّا means the late afternoon, and وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ is the time of Zuhr Salat. So that is why some of the Sahaba, some of the Tabi'een have stated that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention of the different times of Salat. When somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mention the different times of Salat? So he said that here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Tumsoon, at the time when you see the evening, you see the night, or you arrive at that particular time, then that refers to the Isha Salat. وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ, and that refers to the Fajr Salat, and then عَشِيَّا refers to the Zuhar Salat, and عَشِيَّا refers to the Asr Salat, and تُظْهِرُونَ refers to the Zuhar Salat. So Maghrib and Isha in the night, Fajr in the morning, and then in the afternoon is Asr, and at the time of midday is the time of Zuhar. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala applies all the different types of Salat. It has also been mentioned that this dua used to be recited by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions him in the Quran Kareem, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had fulfilled a covenant to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So hence when we recite this dua, we should also remember that this dua is actually, in actual fact, a dua that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had also made. The last part of the ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that zat, that he extracts from a living thing something that is dead, and he extracts from something that is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts a living thing. And a very typical example the ulama have given is that of a hen and a chick and an egg, and from an egg we get a chicken. So from something that is live we will find that an egg comes out, and then from that egg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out a chicken. So hence we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, we will see that the grass, we will see that the ground becomes dry and becomes dead, and then it becomes lush again, and then it becomes dead. So this is the system and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that Allah says, وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to the earth after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it his death. And what does this all remind us about? وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ, and similarly, you will also be extracted, you will also be brought forth from the ground on the day of Qiyamah. You will have to return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We find in the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever reads these ayat from فَسُبْحَانَ hina tumsuna wa hina تُسْبِحُونَ, that is ayat number 17 of Surah Rum, and then وَلَوُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ, that is ayat number 18, and ayat number 19, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. That person that reads it in the morning, then whatever deficiencies, shortcomings were in his other ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it as a perfect ibadat. And if he reads it in the evening, again whatever ibadat was made at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the deficiencies, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.